Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to CropMetcalf.com. Join their team today. We are about to be joined on the BetQL guest hotline by Logan Paulson, former Washington tight end, co-host of the Take Command podcast. What's up, Logan?
Not much, man. How are you guys doing?
We are doing well. So I'm just stealing this from your Take Command cohort, Craig Hoffman. He tweeted this 17 hours ago. Finished the Take Command about an hour ago. That'll drop tomorrow a.m. And Logan likes Coleman at tackle. He's got the size, athleticism, and feel in his reps there to make you think he can do it. Graded way better in 22 per PFF when he played left tackle than he did in 23. Splitting time. Give us your breakdown of Brandon Coleman, who was the high third round pick to help protect Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, I mean, it was an interesting eval because for me, like, you know, it's one of those ones that gets you really frustrated for myself, for my own process, because, you know, I had him as a guard. I thought, oh, here's a guard. He played guard at Senior Bowl. And then, you know, after they drafted him, I was like, you know, they were like, oh, he's a tackle. And he did have tackle reps, which I saw, which I thought were very solid. But then you go back because, you know, I go through about 250 guys, so I don't watch, you know, 2022 or 2023 and 2024. It's mostly 2023 tape is mostly what I watch, not 2022. Anyway, so I go back and I watch all of his 2022 tape, and it's very solid at tackle. It's like the stuff you just described, right? He's got, you know, good arm length. He's a good athlete. And the thing that is probably the most important to me in watching him, he's got a really good feel for, like, an angle set. So, you know, like a vertical set where you're going kind of straight back, get your angle set. And he has a good relation and understanding to say, like, my hat should never pass the pass rusher's hat. It should always be kind of on his inside number. And he has a good feel for that, a good feel for the punch, and he has a good feel for kind of forcing the rusher to run the hump. And you watch games like against Texas last year, you watch games against Baylor, and he's in control of the person he's blocking the entire game. And I think, you know, I kind of came out of that kind of reevaluation thinking to myself, like, wow. Like, this guy, again, with the athletic upside, with the arm length, with kind of the pass-protecting feel, maybe could be a left tackle in the NFL. And he kind of fits more in that mold of like a D-Day Humphreys from Arizona a couple years ago. He's not super tall, not kind of your conventional tackle build, but the length, the foot speed, and the field make you think there is a world where he gets this done. And then I think you couple that with his ability to anchor versus power, and I think you feel pretty good about his opportunity to make some waves there at the tackle spot in terms of rotation. So, you know, it's still a long way to go, still a rookie, got to figure everything out, got to deal with NFL length, NFL speed, NFL power, but I think there is a there's more of a foundation there for tackle than I originally thought, obviously, when I started my evaluation on him 5 months ago.
Logan, how much do you like the offensive line on paper right now to block for a rookie quarterback? So I don't know if you would throw Coleman in as a starter. Maybe it's Lucas, maybe it's Coleman, but Allegretti, How do you pronounce the guy's last name that they brought in from Dallas?
Biotish.
And then obviously Cosme, Wiley. So how do you, as a unit, how do you like it?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be really interesting to see how this group gels. And I think that's the fun thing about offensive line specifically is, like, I think back to 2012 when that offensive line was not, you know, very heralded. It was like Tyler Palumbis, Corey Lichtensteiger, Will Montgomery, Chris Chester, and obviously the great Trent Williams. But, you know, that group played above its talent level, right? Because they all gelled and they all understood what they were doing. Kyle did a great job insulating them and understanding that that's one of the hardest positions to play in football. And so I'm curious to see what Cliff does. I think when you look at his film from Arizona in 2021, I think he has a good understanding of, in certain situations, how to deleverage the offensive line. Are they going to run the ball a little bit more? Are they going to do a little bit more play pass? Again, in 2021, I thought Kingsbury did a great job kind of shifting his focus towards that stuff as opposed to straight five-man protections, which we saw a lot of here in Washington last year. And those five-man pros are very, very challenging on the offensive line because it's a lot of one-on-ones that the defense can scheme those up pretty easily. So hopefully there's not a lot of that this year. And if they can do that, I think they can insulate a group of guys that are tough physical football players. They might not be the most talented guys in the whole world, but I think they have the ability, if they gel correctly and if they're insulated through scheme, to play above their skis. So, again, I'm going to reserve judgment on that until we get to see them out there and, you know, OTAs and mini camp, and then obviously training camp and preseason, because I think that they do have the potential to kind of come together in a nice way. It also could go the other way, you know, and it doesn't look very good on paper, but I'm going to kind of wait till I get to see those five guys, six guys, and how they play together and how, you know, Cliff Kingsbury is going to call this offense. So,
Logan, you're a tight end by trade. Give us the breakdown on the third second-round pick by the Commanders, Ben Sinnott out of Kansas State.
Yeah, I mean, he's a fun guy to watch, man. And, you know, like I had other guys ahead of him in my eval, but that's because I kind of was thinking more like traditional tight end, you know, like more traditional wide traits. But in terms of kind of that H-back, he's probably my second guy after the Brock Bowers kid, right? So he does a lot of stuff really well, right? He's physical in the line of scrimmage. He can move around the formation. He can play that fullback role. And I think the thing that I really like about him is he makes it challenging for defenses to kind of understand what personnel you're in, because you could be in 12, which is two tight ends. You could keep that same personnel on the field and run all your 21 runs, the stuff you run with the fullback. You could also split them out wide, kind of like they do in San Fran with Kyle Juszczyk, and have him win one-on-one routes versus a linebacker and a safety. He's kind of got that athletic profile. He's got that kind of route running nuance to get that done. And so if you know how to use that chess piece, I think it can be a devastating weapon for the offense. You know, again, Kyle Juszczyk being the gold standard for that in terms of just dictating the defenses, creating matchup mismatches through that personnel grouping. And I think you've got an athlete with the physical toughness and the athletic profile to do that. And it's just about how does he grow and how does he develop over the next, you know, 2 or 3 years. But I'm really excited about the pick and, you know, watching him at the Senior Bowl, watching his physicality in line. You know, he's not the biggest guy in the whole world. He's 6'3" and a half, 250. But I thought he did a great job competing in line, which is something I didn't know if he could do because, you know, he split out a lot. He's moving around the formation. He was like their offense at Kansas State. So seeing him kind of get down and dirty and then be aggressive there was awesome. And then, again, just the utilization in terms of dictating the defenses, I'm ecstatic about that pick. And, again, the guy plays the game the way it's supposed to be played. Physical after the catch, tough, competitive football player, and I think that's a consistent theme with the Commanders draft overall.
Talking to our pal Logan Paulson, former Washington tight end, co-host of the Take Command podcast. I'm just curious, during your athletic prime, could Logan Paulson do that standing backflip that Bowers did?
Oh, absolutely not. Yeah, no way I could do that. I mean, like, that is I think that just speaks to kind of how special these guys are athletically these days. They're pretty impressive.
All right, so let's get to Jaden Daniels. I think you were high on Jaden, but you said, at least on one of your podcasts, I know you got a million shows, that if you had to pull the trigger, you would have drafted J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah, I think I think he was my favorite. I just liked him the best.
And that's fair.
You know, in terms of how he threw the football, but in terms of, I think ultimately on that same show, I would say that if I had to make a pick, gun to my head, it's Jaden Daniels, because while I think JJ's floor is probably a little bit higher, I think the ceiling of Jaden is just tremendous. And I think that's the stuff that gets you excited. I think when you look at Jaden, he operates so well with his footwork in the pocket. Like, it's on rhythm, it's on time. He's got this nice, tight, compact release. He has a really good feel for pushing the football down the field. When you watch him, again, that offense at LSU isn't overly complicated, but he does a great job of manipulating safeties with his eyes, which I think just shows that his floor as a passer is much higher than I think the general population thinks. You know, like when you compare him to Drake May, for example, like there's a lot more polish on that and what he does and how he sees defenses than with Drake May. And I think that's one of the reasons why he's the commander selection at two. And then you couple that with the tremendous athleticism, obviously, his ability to run and scramble and kind of hurt defenses that way. And I think the piece de resistance, the cherry on top, is just the competitor that he is. Man, he is a competitive son of a gun. When you watch the film, obviously people are familiar with his, like, Looney Tunes hits that he takes. But to me, I like that to a certain extent because he's competitive, man. He's trying to squeak out every yard. He's trying to put his team in the best position to be successful. And I think they got an excellent football player. But, yes, I was very high on JJ, but also very high on Jaden. So,
all right, if in terms of Jaden Daniels, you've played with RG3. You were part of his rookie season, which was fantastic. In terms of his passing, I saw Bill Belichick say he needs to work on his inside the numbers and he maybe gets off his reads too quick and decides to run. But if you had to compare RG3 passing versus Jaden Daniels coming into the pros, how would you compare the two?
I love Robert. I think he's a great college player, obviously won the Heisman, and then I think he had a great rookie year. To me, they're not even comparable. I mean that in the most respectful way possible. Like, so I agree with Bill Belichick. I think when you look at this LSU offense, like he wasn't asked to throw over the middle of the field a lot, and that's definitely something Jaden's going to have to work on. But when you look at kind of the foundation with which he's working from, I'm talking about like his footwork on his drops, the timing, the rhythm, like the cadence he gets into in terms of like his bounce and feel in the pocket, it's extremely high. He's also got very high ball dexterity, meaning like he's very accurate, not only in terms of like, you know, where the, you know, throwing the ball in relation to receiver, but also kind of the timing of the throw, the positioning of the throw. And Robert was always kind of throwing a javelin. You know what I mean? He's throwing this fastball 1,000 miles an hour as hard as he could all the time. And he didn't have kind of the touch and the more nuanced footwork feel that Jaden has already shown. And again, Jaden's been in college for a long time. So I think that's partially to be expected. But I think if I was going to call attention to a difference, that's the main difference I see between the two players. Also, the offenses that they ran, you know, that Baylor offense is kind of that air raid, spread them out, find your mismatch pre-snap, look to the sideline type stuff. And I felt like Jaden had a little bit more on his plate. Now, you know, I have to talk to Jaden, I have to talk to RG3 about that, but that's just my perception in terms of watching the film.
So just for an average fan, you would say Jaden Daniels is a little further along as a passer than Robert when he came into the pros.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think that's fair to say. Again, just the, you know, the nuance, the variation, the kind of the fundamentals seem to be in a better spot. You know, Robert kind of had this crazy overstride when he was throwing, like Jaden doesn't do that, you know. So he's just a little bit more refined as a passer, absolutely, I would say.
Logan, are you a fan of the Luke McCaffrey pick at pick number 100? You got a slot wideout with size who's played quarterback in the past. He's versatile. What do you think of Luke McCaffrey?
Yeah, I love the pick, actually. And I think a lot of people, you know, like there's maybe, you know, kind of bigger names available when they're picking there in the third. But I think, you know, Luke McCaffrey to me is like the personification of the Commanders draft. And what I mean by that, you get a guy who's got great athletic measurables. You know, he tested very well at the combine. He's a bigger guy. But I think the thing that separates him from the other receivers is, A, his professional pedigree. Like, he knows what it means to be a pro. Obviously, his dad, his brother, his grandfather's an Olympian, his mom's a – he knows what it means to be a professional, and that shows up in his play. And also, he is extremely, extremely tough and competitive, man. Like, he's going to block, he's going to do what you want, and I think something that people need to understand about that big slot role, I think, which has been, you know, popularized by Puka Nacua, is you can be an 11 personnel and run all of your 12 runs because you have a receiver like Luke McCaffrey who's willing to throw his face on people, and it can also run routes and win versus one-on-one coverage. So to me, it's a really good pick. I like his floor. I like his upside because I think, you know, he's new to the position. He's going to keep developing. So I think he's going to be a lot of fun to watch. I think it might take some time, but I think there's a lot to be excited about with regards to role and usage pattern for him moving forward and what that can do for the Commander's offense.
One thing I know about Logan is he preps his ass off. He watches a ton of film. So kind of a general quarterback question, not necessarily just about Jaden, but we were debating this amongst ourselves. So six quarterbacks get drafted in the top 12. Generally speaking, some guys are going to bust. Some guys are going to be great.
Well, the narrative is always that half will hit, half won't.
Yeah. Somebody tweeted us earlier and brought up the Cam Newton draft where Cam went number one. This is from Keith Brill, and he says, Locker, Gabbert, and Ponder were all drafted in the top 12.
Right.
Is it going to be more like that draft? Or do you think all these guys are going to hit?
Well, it's interesting because I do think, like, with those guys, like Locker specifically, like, you're drafting a lot of traits, right? And I think people are becoming more aware of how hard it is to play the position. And so what I mean by that is, like, now the situations these quarterbacks are going to are much more refined. Like, I look at kind of how the roster has been constructed here in Washington. There's receivers. They've built up defensive personnel. There's an awareness by Dan. There's an awareness by the staff that we're not going to put this guy out there day one and ask him to be the savior of the organization. We're going to give him an opportunity and a runway to develop. I think you look at Drake May with Jacoby Brissett there, like that's about as perfect as a situation as you could ask for him, because he's going to have an opportunity to sit if needed. You know, if he's ready to go, he's ready to go. He's going to play. But I think they understand that they need to develop. And then I think you look at Minnesota specifically, like, holy cow, like any quarterback that goes there is going to be ecstatic. And J.J. has like the perfect skill set for that offense and what they want him to do. I think Penix sitting for a year is going to be pretty fantastic. And I think when you look at Bo Nix going to Denver, like Sean Payton has a really good pedigree of understanding how to limit the exposure of the quarterback on a down to down basis. You know, I think when you look at Jameis Winston and what was that 2021 and how he's able to take a guy who led the league in interceptions and get him to like 20-6 in terms of touchdown interception ratio. So, I think there has been an evolution in terms of how people look at the position, understanding that it's not so much about the player, it's about the landing spot. And I think you couple that with the fact that these guys are pretty polished prospects. You know what I mean? Like, it felt pretty clean watching these guys. You know, obviously, like when you're watching Jake Locker or Christian Ponder, you have a lot of questions about Ponder's physical ability to do it and Locker's like kind of mental capacity, because he was such a tremendous athlete with such a big arm. Like, how's this going to work? So a little different situation than that, I think. And I think, you know, obviously the development's going to be huge, but I think they're all going to situations that make you say it's possible that you come out of this with six guys that are starting caliber players, at least. Now, I don't know if they're going to be guys
that are, Everybody agrees with me.
I don't know if they're going to be second contract guys, but I think they're going to be serviceable at a minimum, I think.
I happen to agree with you.
I hope you're right.
And I didn't watch 1/100th of the film you did.
1/1,000,000
Just have natural instincts.
I just have natural instincts.
Logan, this team has like 43, if you include the undrafted free agents, 43 new guys. Think about that. 43 new players.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, so, I mean, I think back to 2010 when I was a rookie here, and the turnover from 2009 to 2010 was about the same. And then, I think that's just part of it, man. It's part of building a new culture. People talk about culture. One of the best ways to build a new culture is to bring in new people. Bring in people that you identify as having your same vision as a coach and can embody the kind of day-to-day practices that you're looking for. So I think that that's kind of anytime I've been on a new team with a new coach, like that's part of the MO, right? You kind of trim the fat, you bring in people that are high floor, high character guys. They establish kind of the vision you want moving forward. And then you've got your cultural identity. So we're not messing around with kind of hang-alongs and guys that don't want to buy in. Everyone's bought in. Everyone's ready to go. And I think it makes the whole transition process a little bit easier.
Mm-hmm. Logan, thanks as always, man. We'll have to have you on again soon.
Yeah, appreciate you guys. Yep. Thanks.
See you, buddy.
Thank you.
Logan Paulson, former Washington tight end, co-host of the Take Command podcast with Craig Hoffman. When we come back, we'll do EB's entertainment page here on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.